ISIS terror is pushing many to talk about Jesus, even Muslims. World leaders say Russia is now fighting in Ukraine. And here's a question for you. How big is God? These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. While the world continues to watch ISIS with fear and concern, a ministry leader reports God is using the terror for His good. Stephen Van Valkenburg of Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous Mission, says that terror has been incredible.
I mean, a lot of people are still lying out in the desert dead, and a lot of people are still are fleeing. But you have maybe a couple hundred thousand that are in Erbil, and then you have others and throughout the whole Kurdistan area. So there may be a couple million people there that are all displaced or refugees.
Van Valkenburg says people are ready to talk about spiritual things, even Muslims.
There is no problem with trying to say there's a problem with Islam. They all know there's a problem. They've seen all the fighting and stuff, and they're very open and interested in finding out, who is Jesus Christ? What does it mean to me? And so there's a great openness right now.
Funding is needed for aid, scripture, and other expenses. Make a difference through donating. We have all the links you need at our website. Next, some of the most intense thrillers you'll see begin with characters being hijacked or kidnapped. This isn't an event limited to cinema, though. Open Doors USA reports four Egyptian Christians were abducted out of a vehicle in Libya last week. The remaining passengers, who were Muslim, were threatened by the armed gunman when they asked what would happen to the Christians. Pray for these believers in Libya to stand strong in their faith despite these insecure conditions. This is Mission Network News. While the world watches ISIS take more of the Middle East, you may have missed Russia's invasion of Ukraine last week. Satellite imagery shows Russian artillery and troops crossing the border into Donetsk to bolster separatists. World Renew continues their work with Ukrainian war victims, though, through a partnership with Russian ministries and others. They're helping with food packs, scripture, and counseling. They need it. Support their efforts at our website. In other news, poor children in Ghana are about to receive a luxury. Can you guess what it is? Bibles. Rhody Rodehaver of International Needs Network says they're offering a life-changing gift in conjunction with the education they provide for underprivileged kids in Ghana.
One of the things that we really wanted to accomplish was to put a Bible in the hand of every one of those children, as well as every teacher. You know, this is a very poor area, and having a Bible is really a luxury.
ION Network raised the funds by late July. If you want to change a child's life, you might consider child sponsorship with ION. In the meantime, Rodehaver says there's something we can all do.
We need to now pray. The Bibles will be en route and will be in the hands of those children, hopefully in the first part of September, when those kids go back to school.
And how big is God? Seems like a silly question, right? But this next story helps put His greatness in human perspective. In 2009, J.P. Sundararajan and an Audio Scripture Ministries team reached out to one of their cab drivers in India. But when the driver asked for an audio Bible...
And I had to look at this brother in the eye and tell him, I'm sorry, but I don't have any more Bibles to give you. And that's how that chapter ended. And it's a story that continued to haunt me for the last 5 years.
There are over 1.2 billion people in India. For Sundararajan to ever see that cab driver again is virtually impossible, right?
You will never run into the same person twice in these sorts of situations.
But that's exactly what happened on the last ASM trip to India.
Oh, it was amazing. My heart just surged.
Visit missionnetworknews.org to find out what happened next. Pray each person in India hears about Jesus. After all, how big is God? Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Scriptures in Use wants you to have a free copy of their new DVD called Ibrahim and the Dreamer. It's a film about the power to change lives in hard-to-reach parts of the world through their unique story-based oral communication style. Get Ibrahim and the Dreamer, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Ibrahim and the Dreamer link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.